This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is that time of night. I'm Richard Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
I'm David Bury.
In the background, we have Brendan, of course.
Yo.
What up, Brendan?
And that little burp you heard at the beginning of the show was Adeline Chung, actually.
It wasn't me. It was Dasha.
Oh, it was Dasha. Dasha.
Sorry.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Thank you for joining us.
The biggest sounds come from the smallest things.
This is right, right?
Yes.
So Dasha's going to be with us for the evening. Dasha Logan, of course, if you don't know, a singer, songwriter, performer. She did really well in the UK's Soul Chart, and it was a number one over there, right?
Yep, in December.
Magical.
December 10th.
Magical. We'll be talking more about that a little bit later on in the show, of course. It is Friday, folks, which means it is Spotify Friday, meaning we'll be giving away some free swag. We'll be telling you how to do that very shortly. We had a whole bunch of people enter yesterday's competition as well. You guys should have received your text messages to tell you that you're winners today. If you didn't, you're not a winner. It's as easy as that, right? And the number is 016-201-9000. And if you want to tweet us, it is
BFM DTON and BFM Radio.
There you go. Well done. So, Fridays then, guys. Weekends, plans for the weekend?
Nothing.
I got work.
I
got
work.
Stuff.
Okay,
oh,
well,
got
you, two are you two are boring. Dasha, what have you got?
I got lots of things going on. I've got a show tomorrow, so to all these two boring people, Adeline and David, you can come by and watch me sing.
Where? I'm going to work.
After work, I'll be in Rills in Bangsa.
Oh.
I was just there like 2 weeks ago celebrating my
mom's
birthday.
David, you're there every freaking weekend.
No, I was there for my mom's birthday. It's a great place to have a giant steak. We had about 2.8 kilos worth of Wagyu steak.
You fatty.
I know, right?
Greedy.
Right? Yeah, we can see it. Right, okay, it's time to give away the details for the competition.
Yes, so we're giving away Spotify goodie bags. In the bag, you have a 3-month premium pass, a tote bag, a t-shirt, as well as a Spotify sunglasses. So all you have to do is answer this question. Which of the following artists can you not find on Spotify? Avril Lavigne, Taylor Swift, No Doubt. So once you know the answer, send us an SMS with a correct answer to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to include your name and your IC number and tell us why you deserve a premium pass.
David, do you deserve a premium pass?
I already have one.
You already have one?
We all have one.
We all have one. I was just trying to play a game and you just ruined it. See what you did?
So basically you wanted me to lie.
Yes.
I don't lie.
You don't lie.
I don't lie.
Okay, I could ask you a question which only has a yes or no answer. So you can get out of that. Right, folks, do stay tuned. We have some advertisements and a bit of a Manic Street Preachers. That's coming all up next. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. It is that time of night here on BFM 89.9. I'm Rich Bradbury.
Good evening.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
I'm David Bury.
What is with that voice again?
I don't know.
She's not wearing a dungarees tonight.
It just came out.
It just came out. That's what they all say.
Oh, my God, David.
So we've been running this competition so far. We've had a few correct answers. Folks, you are correct. I can tell you that you've sent your message. Those who've already sent their messages.
But you
However,
need to tell us why you deserve a free premium pass.
Exactly.
Tell us why. Don't just send us the answer.
No, because we already know the answer. We need to like find out whether or not you're smart or not, right? Right.
I guess.
I'm looking directly at David. 016-201-9000 is the number to, I'm going to say call, but don't call. SMS instead. See, somebody sent me a message yesterday. You remember that? What is Richard smoking? You remember that?
What are you smoking, Richard?
I feel like I've been smoking something today. I don't know what it is.
High on life, I guess.
High on life, yeah.
According
it is Friday,
to David.
Of course. Yeah, that was his line yesterday, right?
I ain't that high on life today.
Right.
Me too.
I'm
not high on life today. There's so much work. Yeah.
Dasha, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Yes.
I'm just enjoying this show right now.
You're very quiet. Feel free to jump in at any time.
Okay.
Right. She might be a bit scared, you know, a bit apprehensive.
So.
Intimidated, you mean?
We had a guest come in the other day. Who was it? Prakash. No, not Prakash.
Prakash.
It wasn't Prakash. It was
the musician?
Comedian. The comedian. Van Giesel.
Van Giesel.
Yeah, he came in.
Van Giesel.
He sat in that chair, and for the first talk set, he didn't say a word. And he's just like, whew.
I had to look at Rizal and like, yeah, what do you think? He's like, okay. Then he started talking.
He's like, I didn't realize how fast things were going to go. And now I've got to reset and start again. So that's what he did. Anyway, right. It is time for news from page two, folks.
What's all the shouting?
What's all the shouting about?
Who are you asking?
You.
Dasha. No, you've been asking David all the time.
David's not been here, so we assumed he wasn't here.
Oh!
Right? We assumed.
Sorry, David.
But we all know he was working really hard and studying for his exams and had really late nights and really early mornings and he was working really hard.
You are correct, sir.
There we go.
That sounds like me.
Right.
Oh.
Right. Anyway, folks, so my story is about Walmart, right? Now, Walmart being one of the biggest employees in the world, 1.3 million store employees they have, they've decided that they are trying to help people with their morale when they work at their stores. Let's be honest, stacking shelves can't be the easiest of jobs, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be quite difficult. So what they've done is that they think that it's going to be a great idea to help boost staff morale if they stop playing Celine Dion. Right? So, Dasha, I know you're laughing, but they've also decided that they are going to take Justin Bieber off of the playlist as well. They think this is going to really help staff morale. And I think, to be honest, this is that kind of moment when you think, yes, my faith in humanity has been restored. I understand she's a brilliant vocalist. She's fantastic.
She is.
But when you have a playlist which has 9 or 10 songs on it, and I'm guessing 4 or 5 of those are Celine Dion and then Justin Bieber, you want to kill yourself, right? If any of you have ever worked in retail...
I think Celine Dion collaborated with Justin Bieber as well for a song.
Really?
No way!
Yeah, I think so.
Two of the Canadians together?
I'm not wrong.
But to be fair, if you've worked in retail, you know how hellish it is when they have these small playlists, particularly if it's Christmas time or something like that, and you have the same 5 songs on loop. I just want to die.
I love those. I love those Christmas songs on loop, but I don't work there. I just leave.
Exactly. See, that's the beautiful thing. You can leave. But when you're chained to a cash register and you're like, thank you, thank you.
Let's
and all you hear
know.
Is... And you've heard Jingle Bells 75 times.
That's kind of how I feel like when I get into a car, I put on a certain radio station, and then I get out of the car, and then I come back 2 hours later, and they're playing the same exact song.
Mm-hmm. That's because they have to.
Yes.
Because they're trying to get this repetition going, right?
Yeah. No, they actually are told by record companies what they can and cannot play.
Really?
Yes.
I wonder what they're going to replace Celine Dion with, though. I wonder what's a motivational song for Walmart.
Well, that's a good point.
Dolly Parton.
That wouldn't be so bad.
9 to 5?
That wouldn't be so bad. I'd be okay with that.
Car wash.
Right, so that's my story. Adeline, what do you have?
Oh, I'm talking about this angry couple. They want to sue Chili's.
Right.
So, well, why do you want to sue Chili's? Because...
Sue Chili's. It's Sean Connery's come on the show tonight. And he's going to sue Chili's.
In the Chili show.
Show where?
Okay, let me finish my story, all right?
Tell us about the Chili's.
So, this couple, they want to sue Chili's because they discovered their annoyed waiter had spit in their to-go drink.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know it's yucky, right?
Right.
And it's just not any regular spit, you know. This is...
Right. We got it.
So, the couples, they weren't satisfied with the waiter, all right? They weren't satisfied, so they complained to the waiter.
They weren't satisfied?
They weren't.
Happy
of course
with your
they
spit.
Weren't.
Let me finish. They weren't satisfied with their meal. Okay, because their broccoli was undercooked and they hadn't received their chips as well.
Okay.
So they complained to the waiter who actually served them. Mm-hmm. And the waiter got angry because it was a busy day at Chili's.
Right. So we should clarify, there's Chili's in the U.S.
Yes, in the U.S. Not in Malaysia. I don't think this would happen in Malaysia.
Right. So, no, you'd be waiting 5 hours.
Yes. So after the dinner, the couple told the waiter, you know, would you like to have a drink? Refill, you know, in their to-go cup. You know?
Uh-huh.
And they said yes, and then the waiter brought them a jug, and they thought they would refill themselves, but they didn't, and they insisted that, you know, the waiter to refill it for them.
Okay.
But the waiter didn't. So what he did was, he took their cups, went back to the restaurant, went back to the kitchen, spit in the cup.
On.
Yeah. There we go.
Oh, come on, really?
How did... They know, I mean, was it just like super green and yellow that they're like, this
yeah,
is spit?
Because when he drank like 2 sips and then he saw that loogie inside, he got disgusted.
Oh my gosh.
He went back to the restaurant, complained to the manager. The manager wanted to give them coupons, but he said, no, I want to sue. Your waiter needs to be fired.
Oh dear. Ooh. Well, okay, let's hope David's got a more uplifting story for a Friday evening.
I got the good news for the musicians.
So
in the house.
Tell me about your story.
So YouTube is trying to find a way to make money. Right now, last year, they made about $4 billion in revenue.
Okay.
But they haven't made a profit.
Not much at all.
Right.
There's nothing. So
small change, right? What's that?
So they decided to go into the music business for real.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're launching this thing called YouTube for Artists. And it includes providing marketing advances to artists as well as helping them with the actual marketing itself. They see it as, you know, they helped Psy get really big. This violin player called Lindsay Sterling as well.
Okay.
So they figured that this might be a very good revenue model. So they're giving the artists analytics to show where their fans are based. They're going to have this fan funding button so people can donate to the band so that they could do music and stuff like that. So it's quite interesting. And the record companies don't think that it's going to work. They say...
Why am I not surprised?
Right.
Right.
But they say, applying global marketing and artist development expertise can't be replaced by algorithms and data scientists.
Oh, please.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so to clarify this in my head, YouTube are trying to make some more money.
Yeah.
They're trying to push artists forward.
Yeah.
They're having a button where you can find artist concerts, the uploaded videos. They're having a donate button.
Yeah.
And what else? What was the
analytics.
Analytics.
Yeah.
So isn't the donate thing is kind of like a Kickstarter then?
Yeah.
Right? It's very similar to that.
You know, I guess it's one of those things like, you like me, please, you know, donate something. So the other guy will be like, yeah, this is good. I'll give you a dollar. Yeah.
I don't think it's a bad idea. What about you, Dasha? What do you think about something like this?
I think this would be really helpful. I mean, YouTube is so popular and everyone watches YouTube. I would like YouTube to help me.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. MySpace, I had the MySpace records for a while, right?
That's where, MySpace right now.
No, last time. That's where Dashboard Confessional came from.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It's also where Justin Bieber came from. Don't forget.
Who cares about Justin Bieber?
I'm just saying. Yeah, Usher does it. Exactly. I think Usher cares a little bit less now. Right. Okay. Good story, though. I mean, I'd be interested to see how this works out.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. You know, Google, YouTube, they're making a ton of money. Come on.
But YouTube as itself is not making much, right?
Right.
I mean, they are making a lot of revenue, but I guess their overheads are high. I mean, think about how much videos or how many videos that they actually have to store.
Right.
So the amount of servers that they have to keep up, it's insane.
Yeah.
You know, and if YouTube goes down, where are we going to go?
It would be chaos. Life would be chaos.
Yeah. What would I do without YouTube?
I would be out of a job as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Right, so of course we do have Dasha Logan in the studio. Thank you for coming all the way down from Penang today.
No problem.
I know it's been did you fly down or did you come down on the bus?
Busted down.
Oh my word.
She texted me. She said, hey babe, on the way back now in the bus. Okay. I'll send you my picture in a bit. Okay.
How long is that bus journey? Five hours?
5 hours. And then by the time you get to the bus stand and get off the bus, it's about 5.5.
Why don't you take a flight?
I usually do, but today I just wanted to take an early bus and get in early. And I wanted to sleep on the bus.
That's always nice.
Yeah. That's always nice.
Yeah. Nice dreams.
Sure. I'm not going to share my dreams on radio.
Okay. Right. So tell us about Cleverly. How We know it did really well, and you were featured in almost every Malaysian newspaper, and even in the UK press as well. I mean, how did it all come about?
Well, Cleverly, it was very much a surprise for me, as it was for, I think, Malaysia, because I recorded it a couple of years ago in London, and I thought nothing would come of it. I hoped something would, but I wasn't sure, because these things sometimes take a day, sometimes take a month, sometimes take years.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly one day, the label in London were like, send out all the contacts you have for radio stations in Malaysia. So I did as much as I had, and they sent it out to the stations here, and next thing I know it was being played a lot in London and some parts of Africa, so that was pretty cool. And then next thing I knew, I was on a chart, and the label sent me like, you're number 27 on the UK Soul chart. I was like, I'm on a chart, I'm number 27. What? And then I just kind of went like, oh wow, I'm number 20, I'm number 17. And then suddenly I hit top 10. I was like, okay, kill me now, I can die a happy girl.
Right.
And then someone picked up that I was number 8. The local newspaper, the Malay Mail, picked it up, and they said, we want to interview you. And then from there it just snowballed. And over in London, they were just quietly, the song was just quietly climbing up the charts, and here I was like, come on, number 4, what the hell, one more. So finally it hit number 1, and I remember I was backstage at a show and I was just like bouncing around for a while like yeah, I couldn't breathe. So yeah, Cleverly did really well, surprisingly. I still don't know how it happened, but the label's been really great putting it
placing
it well.
They've been supporting you well.
Very well. They've been so good to me.
Excellent. Right, we'll pick up some more about that after we come back from a very short break. We've got some music coming up right now. This is That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9.
Hello.
It is that time of night here on BFM 89.9.
Hello.
Guten Nacht.
Guten Nacht.
Guten Nacht.
So, we've got Dasha Logan in studio.
Hello.
We've had a whole bunch of people send in their answers to the question for Spotify this evening.
Is it a right answer?
It some of them are correct answers. Mm-hmm. You're sounding very sexy tonight, Adeline. What's going on?
Right? Just like Dasha and
us. That's it.
Feeling of each other.
It's all getting a bit breathless in here. Right. Can you read us the question then, please?
Yes. So
please. Thank you. Sorry.
Can you let me do my thing?
Oh.
All right. So we're giving away Spotify goodie bags.
Uh-huh.
So all you have to do is answer this question. Which of the following artists can you not find on Spotify? Avril Lavigne, Taylor Swift, No Doubt. So once you know the answer, send us an SMS with the correct answer to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to include your name and your IC number. And make sure you tell us why you deserve to win the goodie bag.
That's a very important part, telling us why you deserve a goodie bag.
Yes, sir.
You can also get in touch via Twitter. We are at BFM Radio, or you can also get us at BFM TTON. It's as simple as that. What have you got the bell for?
Adeline
is fiddling with the bell.
She wants to ring my bell. What's wrong?
I am a bit speechless.
I'm a little bit speechless, right?
You know, what can you say?
It's a child-friendly show and everything's... It's a Friday night.
Ring my bell. We're just singing.
Oh, my word. Do you want to sing as well, David?
I'm speechless.
Please don't. Okay, so Dasha.
Yes.
What have you been up to?
Lots, actually. Recently, in the last month, I've been working on my video. My upcoming video will be out soon, mm-hmm. to the song "Leave Your Man." So look out for that. It'll be fun. Just doing tons of live shows and recording for lots of different upcoming events. Like Raya's coming up soon. So mm-hmm. I was just in studio for Avenue K's Raya jingle, and that song stuck in my head, talking about singing the same song over and over. Yeah,
you're also one of the ambassadors for Avenue K, right?
Yes, I am. You can see my gangster-looking picture up there.
I saw.
Just so you know, I'm not as tall as my pictures look. I'm just like this little
She
short
is
little
tiny. She is a very small person.
Very small. Says
small but
you.
Loud.
Says
the fact
you.
That, oh, well. The fact that I say it
right.
means something.
Oh, it's acceptable.
Yeah. I don't drink enough coffee or something.
Well, I'm so glad people don't understand what that means. So anyway, you've got this new single then coming out very shortly. Do we know, do we have a release date for it or anything like that yet?
No release date yet. It's going to be released in London first, and then soon it'll be here on the shores here. But I've had a few sneak previews here and there with some people, which...
I had a sneak preview.
Yes, you got a sneak preview.
I did.
I didn't.
It's very good. It's good. There'll be people in the video you'll recognise, put it that way, for one thing.
I'm so lucky I got my friends on it. So
I was like, I know that person. It's pretty good. Yeah. The song's great, by the way. There's got a whole shoulder wiggle going off in there.
Yeah,
and you're in a bath as well. You're in a bathtub.
Oh, okay, yes. There's a song in a bath. Maybe. I hope that gets put into the video. But the song's really great. It's about like girl power and about how if you're in a relationship that's really irritating and you know. No, not you. It's when your friend's in a relationship that's really irritating and you're just like, oh my God, girl, I cannot hear the story again. So just here's Dasha's song.
I must listen to this.
Yeah.
Is it based on...
personal experience?
Yeah.
Never. All my songs are never based on personal experience, and I'm sticking to that answer forever.
Right. So let me ask you a question about what it was like growing up. Obviously, you grew up in a house that was very, very musical.
Yes.
Right. And how has that influenced the direction that you've taken your music?
I think it's influenced me 100%. I've wanted to be a singer ever since I first saw my father sing on stage. It was a sound check. It was something very simple, and I thought, what a life, you know. You get mm-hmm. to do dance and sing and you get to make people feel a certain way every night. Mm. And it was fun to watch. And he got to sleep and wake up late, which is great for me.
So did the fact that you had, you know, a musical father put any high bars that you felt like you had to overcome?
Well, not at first, but after getting into the business a bit more, people started comparing us a bit more. It dawned on me how...
Well, your hair's a bit different.
Yeah, my hair is different, so at least I got that different. People will know I'm not exactly the same.
Might be the gender as well.
Different voice. But eventually, people saw me as a singer on my own. And they didn't compare as much. But it's nice when people say, I see where you get your talents from, or, you know, I remember your dad, I remember your grandma. So, yeah, he's very much part of the decision I made to be a singer. Although I don't think it was as much as a decision as... it just happened. Like I always knew.
Oh,
I always knew I wanted to be a singer.
These Penang people.
I know, right?
Hey. Because Penang don't get BFM yet.
Podcast is the way forward. So we were looking. Well, we have an intern, as you know. You've met him earlier on.
Yes.
He stalks all of our guests.
I like that.
That's his job.
That's his job. So we were looking at some of the things, and he came across this little piece where you were talking about who your favorite artist is, and it said, "No, my favorite artist is John Mayer. Wait, no, Barbara Streisand."
No, I think there was more who I would like to work with.
Work with, yes, that's it. So which is it? Is it John Mayer or Barbara Streisand? They're slightly different, you know.
Yes, a bit. I mean, I cannot marry Barbara Streisand, but I can marry John Mayer, so...
Ooh. It depends which state you're in, I suppose, right?
I guess that's true. Although I don't think Barbara Streisand want to marry me. But
right.
John's a bit of a dirty boy, so maybe I've got a chance there. Right. So I get to marry him, work with tons and tons of songs with him, but Barbara, I could learn so much from her.
Right.
Barbara, like my friend. No, my friend Barb, you know, she's not cool.
What about local scene, you know, local musicians, you know, do you plan on any collaboration with other local musicians?
I would love to work with local talent. There's so many, and like recently Roshan from K-Town Clan released The Boss. I mean, that's one of, I love that song. I can listen to Yuna's what's the name of the song? I wanna go wherever you wanna go.
I think it's I wanna song. Go I just, it could be I wanna go.
I could hear that song on repeat. And ZIV's Brick Wall. I mean, there are tons of local musicians who are just mind blowing, and I would love to work with them. I mean, when I meet them, I'm starstruck. Like, oh my god, it's ZIV. And she's like, yo, what's up?
Right, folks, it's almost come to that time where we have to start asking her a bunch of questions for Smarty Pants. Before we do that, though, we'll just tell you very quickly how you can win yourself some swag from Spotify.
Yes.
The number to remember is 016-201-9000. The question is...
The question is, which of the following artists can you not find on Spotify? Avril Lavigne, Taylor Swift, No Doubt. So once you know the answer, do send us an SMS, 016-201-9000. Don't forget to include your name and your IC number. And don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win.
Right. So then, Dasha.
Okay.
We have this thing where we find out how smart you are.
Oh. I just want to have Smarties now.
Right? So, you have 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you possibly can.
Okay.
If you don't know the answer, please say skip or move on or I don't know! And
okay.
We'll play the next one.
All right?
All right. Are you
play
ready?
Me the next one.
And your time starts now. In which city is Oscar Wilde buried?
Pass.
How many minutes are there in a day?
Pass.
In Game of Thrones, what's the sigil of the Lannister house?
Lion.
What was Gandhi's profession?
A lawyer.
Who is the leader of the wolves in Kipling's Jungle Book?
Skip.
In what city do football clubs West Ham, Fulham, Chelsea and Arsenal play?
Damn it, I'm going to get killed for this. Skip.
What is the official language of Guinea?
Skip.
Which animal, which comes in a two-toed or a three-toed variety, is also the name of a deadly sin?
Sloth.
Which TV show has had judges in different countries, including Adam Levine, Tom Jones and Seal?
The Voice?
What is the formal name of the thigh bone of the longest leg bone?
The thigh bone? Gee, I don't know. Pass.
Which band's lineup has included Keith Richards and Mick Jagger since 1962?
I want to answer this, but I'm afraid I'll be wrong, so pass.
What woodwind from the Italian for small is half the size of a flute?
Pass.
Who is the brother of Nintendo's plumbing Mario?
Luigi.
Which car manufacturer makes the Civic, the Accord, and the CR-V? What actor portrayed Jason Bourne in The Bourne Identity?
Pass.
What's the only country in the world to begin with the letter Q?
Pass. Nobody's helping me.
John Cleese, Eric Idle, and Terry Gilliam are founding members of what comedy troupe?
John Cleese. Pass.
Which band sang the 1980s hit song Take On Me?
Jeez, I don't know. Pass. I can sing it for you, though.
Me too.
What is the what city is the capital of Poland?
Pass.
Tony Stark is the secret identity of which Marvel superhero?
Iron Man.
What movie had the tagline, who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
In Greek mythology, who was the goddess of beauty and love?
Pass. Such a donkey.
Bengal, Sumatran, and Siberian are all subspecies of what animal?
Cat. Tiger.
In the movie Finding Nemo, what kind of fish was Nemo?
Clownfish.
What is the capital city of Peru?
Pass.
What alcoholic spirit gets its primary flavor from juniper berries?
Juniper berra. Whatever. I don't know anything much about alcohol.
Absolutely not, of course. In computing, what is a picture or a design displayed on the background of a computer screen known as?
Wallpaper.
Which creature represented the year 2001? In the Chinese calendar.
Snake.
What is the name of the wizard and leader of the Fellowship of the Ring in the Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings?
Gandalf.
Theon Greyjoy, a character in the television series Game of Thrones, is played by the younger brother of which English singer?
Pass.
Oh, you didn't do too well. Too bad there, actually. Too well.
I'm going to get myself in trouble. What are you smoking?
I'm in trouble. Right, Dasha, we have to take a very short break. We'll be back to find out how well you've done in just a couple of minutes. It is that time of night here on BFM 89.9. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
I'm David Bury.
In the background, we have Brendan.
Hello.
Hello. Wow, we got a hello, not a yo. It must be Friday.
It must be Friday.
And of course, is Dasha Logan.
Hi.
Hi.
I do so like this sexy background music right now.
You do, eh?
Jamming to it.
Jamming your head. So, we're going to tell you how well you did in just a few minutes. Before that, though, we'll tell people about the competition that we are running for the evening.
Yes, we're giving away Spotify goodie bags, and all you have to do is answer this question. Which of the following artists can you not find on Spotify? Avril Lavigne, Taylor Swift, No Doubt. So, once you know the answer, don't forget to send us an SMS to 016-201-9000. Include your name. Thanks for the bell.
You're welcome.
Include your name and your IC number, and don't forget to tell us why you deserve a goodie bag.
Yes. There's quite a few answers already, folks, and I think we're feeling a bit generous, so maybe we can give two away tonight.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Let's do that, huh?
We got the power.
We got the power.
I've got the power.
Oh, Brendan, we need that soundbite. I have the power.
I've got the power.
Yes. Right. So there we go. Okay, Dasha.
Yes.
How well do you think you did?
I think I did as well as I could, but not as well as I should have, although I should have done better than I did.
Right. Oh, my God. What day is it?
It's like politically correct, I guess.
Right, yeah. So,
let's go through some of the questions.
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
So, what actor portrayed Jason Bourne in The Bourne Identity?
Matt Damon.
That's what I said, Matt Damon.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you let me read?
I didn't, it was here, not me.
Which is the only country in the world to begin with the letter Q?
Qatar.
Richard,
being told.
Which band sang the 1980s hit song Take On Me?
Aha!
There you go. What is the capital city of Peru?
Lima.
Which alcoholic spirit gets its primary flavor from juniper berries?
Richard.
Gin. I am now an alcoholic spirit.
Drum roll, please.
Who are you going to call?
Drum roll, please.
Okay.
Ghostbusters.
Right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Dasha scored 12 points.
Yay! Congratulations. So where is that in our table of League of Scores thingy?
Above 7 and below 15.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Still,
so good.
Still a fail, but...
So you still beat Ezra Zide. He only got 1.
Oh, poor Ezra.
Yeah, don't say that.
Yeah, don't say that. No.
He deserves to get a 1.
No one should, say that.
Everyone during the show better than Ezra.
Oh, yeah. Well. Mm-hmm. I was kind of hoping pass was the answer for one of the questions. Actually, we should.
I'm going to do that. That's a great idea. Right, we have 3 minutes left. Dasha, where are you performing over the next few days?
Well, tomorrow night I'll be at Rills in Bangsa, so come by, check it out. I've got Jimmy Tan on drums, Jack on guitar, and my friend Laura on bass, and we're going to be doing quite an interesting lineup of songs from some of my favorite musicians. So yeah, come by, check it out. Show starts at 10. Come have something to eat. Steaks are great.
Steaks
are great, and drinks are fun.
And Jimmy is one of the best drummers I've ever seen.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Jimmy's fantastic.
Yeah.
Right. So David, can you give me your fact for the evening?
Right.
Yes.
Liam Neeson used to be a teacher.
Uh-huh.
But he got fired for punching a 15-year-old boy when the boy pulled out a knife in class.
Why am I not surprised?
He was just trying to help.
Yeah, I agree.
The kid? Oh, no, the kid was trying to help. I'm just trying to cut the string for her. Punch in the face.
Well, he is Irish, I do get a bit carried away sometimes.
So
I can say that because my mum is. I can say that. So just in case you're listening.
Wait, your mum is Irish?
Her name's Iris, yes.
Oh.
Ba-boom. Ah, come on, Adeline, what have you got?
In Switzerland, it is illegal to keep just one guinea pig.
What?
You have to keep two?
Yeah, because...
So they don't get lonely?
Yes, because guinea pigs are sociable animals. So if you keep one, it's going to be a lonely guinea pig.
Do you know what the street food is in Peru?
What?
Guinea pigs.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I'm not even joking. Yeah.
And you have to buy those in pairs as well.
It's a Friday. Why do you have to tell me?
you buy one, you get one free. Anyway, so my fact this evening is about astronauts and in space. Astronauts cannot cry whilst they're in space.
Why?
Because you need gravity for tears to flow down. Mm-hmm. So they try and cry and nothing happens.
Serious?
Yeah, serious.
So, you know, you want to weep and everything like that, and it just doesn't happen. Nothing.
Doesn't happen.
That's kind of sad.
You remember
that advertisement
for Aliens? It was like, in space, no one can hear you scream.
Yeah.
You
wait, what's the movie?
Aliens?
No.
Didn't we just say that?
Right.
Not that movie.
Interstellar?
Interstellar.
Yeah. All right, yeah. What about it?
What's her name?
You haven't watched it? What's the girl's
name? Anne Hathaway.
Yes, Anne Hathaway.
Yes.
Did she cry?
She cried inside the thingamabob, inside the
But she was in. She had gravity in there, though, right? Did she? People are nodding their head in the corner. I don't know if they're right or not.
They can cry in the ship.
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it.
I haven't watched it.
Why
you
not?
Because
I was studying.
Oh, here we go. He was studying. He was working hard. He was getting up early in the morning.
It's
he was staying late at night.
It's all about studying.
Even now, he's finished.
I know.
We're still hearing.
I want to gloat.
You want to gloat?
I want to gloat that I'm done.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right, okay. Let's gloat when you've got your results, huh?
Okay.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to That Time of Night. It is Friday. Have yourselves a wonderful weekend. We'll be back on Monday, right?
Yes. Who do we have on Monday? Oh, we have...
A comedian,
Brian Tan.
There you go.
And remember to go and watch Dasha at Realist tomorrow.
Yes, please.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What time again? 10 o'clock. Come and say hi. See, I heard you on BFM.
There you go. Yeah. Thanks, folks, for listening. We'll be back on Monday. Good night.
Good night. Good weekend.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.